Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Scissors. Probably not very sanitary. That's what happens when you forget the spoon downstairs. Got the poon downstairs. Got the spoon downstairs. What's up with that? Oh my goodness. Good morning. It's Open Phone Friday. Well, my goodness. My accoutrements here. Wow. Have a smoothie that's, man, it's jam-packed. Protein and peaches. And what else we got? Got a little ashwagandha. You know ashwagandha? Got some ashwagandha in there. And I didn't put any collagen in there. And what else? A coconut milk and bee pollen and Intramax, some of the vitamin stuff. Yeah, I started taking that again. It's a pretty neat product. You can get that at Drucker Labs. Seems to be a pretty comprehensive vitamin thing. And they also have Intramin, too, if you're into minimals. Okay, here's Open Phone Friday. Why don't you kick it off and be the first one in the air and say hi and tell me all about your life and loves and fooling around and what we can do to chat it up with you and whatever what you'd like to talk about. It's 888-663-6386. That's toll-free from pretty much anywhere in the world. People actually call on the 800 line from around the world. It's kind of fun. I got some scratchy thing on my wrist here. 888-663-6386. And the email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Little computer right here in front of me so I can see the whole thing. When you email in, we'll just do your email. Yeah. Well, my gosh, how do we get to Friday already? I tell you what, man, just sips right along, huh? Well, we had some interesting guests, didn't we? We had some fun people on this past week. Carol Borman and who do we end up having on Tuesday? Gerald Smith, Michael Haley yesterday. For some reason my little calendar didn't update. Actually, we had Carol Borman on Tuesday because, you know, the whole thing was cattywampus, right? She couldn't get on, but Michael Haley was great yesterday. It's really a good show to listen to that. Dr. Gerald Smith, he's got a very comprehensive show on some of his ideas about cancer that he's working on. He's going to be giving a whole presentation in Italy next month on SAME, cancer same. I think he's onto something. He's a good man. Andrew Gotts, of course, Carolyn Borman. Then we had a little Open Phones. And yeah, so it was a good week. Michael Haley, like him a lot. He's really quite an interesting guy. Just like his vibes, good vibes. He's a man that does the aloe for us. And his son got smashed up on a skateboard and had a collision with a skateboard and his son on a pickup truck. Yeah, I think somebody blew through a light or something. And talked all about the insurance that he has. It's kind of a shared ministry thing. And it's really seems pretty interesting. Would certainly be an answer for a catastrophic event. If one, you and I had some kind of catastrophic kind of karma, I always like to call it flying bus karma. If you get hit by a flying bus and just some kind of karma you had to deal with this lifetime and it just was no way around it and just wasn't, you weren't able to work it out other ways. And those things happen sometimes. And so I guess, I don't know, because that's always the way. So there's a health sharing ministry, and the one he has is very Christian based. So if that's not your cup of tea, I think they have others. I know they do have others. He said the one with Liberty in it was a more neutral as far as religious things. So if you just Google Liberty Health Sharing, Health Share, yeah, that's it. He said that was a good one. I think it's libertyhealthshare.org. Pretty interesting that he said the one that he had, they negotiated about $100,000 bill, which is what it is thus far, and he's not done yet. His kid got banged up pretty good. Down to $50,000, which professionals can do because of the way these hospitals bill insurance companies, and one of the reasons why healthcare costs twice as much as it really needs to, because it's stupid. Anyway, you know, planet Earth and greedy people and stuff. So I think they got the first batch down to 50,000, and then Michael Haley's been sending in $300 a month for a long time, about $3,500 a year, and then it's the first time he really had to use it. And, you know, you do the math. Even if he's doing 15 years, I don't know if he has. It's about 50,000. Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. If you feel more comfortable with having some catastrophic health thing in your backup plan, in case something strange happens, And I think it's a better choice than the regular stuff, and probably a lot less expensive and much more fun and kind of a dignified way to do it. So the way they do it is the people that are on the plan, like Michael sending 300, oftentimes he'll send his 300 to other people that are going through similar things, and then people put in notes, and we actually had a YouTube video of Michael opening up the thing. I don't know if it's still on there. And so people wish him well and all. So it's a whole nother, you know, it's a whole different energy of just dealing with the bureaucracy and a insurance company, and it's no fun. I mean, it can't be fun. So I wonder if we still have it on. Anyway, I'm sure you could find it if you're interested in. Is you could just put in Michael Haley health sharing thing in YouTube and find it.
Created beauty and the sacred.
Well, that was the beauty and the sacred. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I'm really pretty excited. I just chat about my life and some things that maybe will help you when people don't call or email, because what else am I going to talk about? Let's see. Here's an email. Oh, here's a lady I've been emailing. She wants to know about sauna. She's been emailing lots of questions. My only other question was, do you need to take minerals after the sauna session? 20 minutes. I'd like to order today. Do you know how long it would take to get it? If you order today, it'll ship out today and you'll have it 3-4 days, FedEx. And yeah, we like to, I'll answer her now. I don't know if she's listening. But you can just do the... the emergency the emergency minerals, electrolytes, the little package there, very inexpensive, and Joseph Bender says they do the job. Joseph knows about these things and water and minerals and stuff, and that's all you have to do is take a little package of those, and you can do it after, before. Just make sure you drink plenty of water and you'll be fine. You'll be all fine and cozy. Sure do love mine. Boy, I do it almost, I think it's almost every night. They're fun. They're very quiet and you can do it right before bed, and it's pretty cool. It's the bomb. I just ordered another 2 pounds of sulfur online. When do you think I might expect it? Everybody's so, when do I get it? When do I get it? They haven't even ordered it yet. Tough. Just take a breath, folks. It'll be fine. You know, just order and then you'll get it when it comes in. It's hilarious. By the way, I'm getting my right knee replacement on May 3rd. I practically run out of sulfur. I've definitely waited too long to reorder it, so tied me over to my operation. But it will also support protection for my left knee, which is almost bad, according to x-rays. Well, you know, I don't know if sulfur is going to protect your left knee from getting another, I wouldn't suspect it will. Although it's a good thing to take, of course, but there's something else going on, emailer, with your little bones and why they're deteriorating like that. You know, I'd probably want to dig in there and really see what's up, you know? Maybe need more fat, maybe need more collagen. You might try, I did emailer back, and you might try some collagen, some more saturated fat, maybe some butter and cream, maybe some bone broth, and get some more minerals in there. And Daniel Vitalis has a great new product, vitamin D with K2 under Sirthrival, and that'll help put your vitamin, you know, your calcium and the vitamin D stuff, and the K2 puts it in your bones and not in your arteries, which is a nice little product. A lot of guys and girls end up with calcium in their arteries, and just because, you know, the nutritional component, you know, the whole thing is not where it needs to be, where it wants to be, and the calcium goes in the wrong spot. It ends up in your arteries, and that's not good. So you might check that out on Daniel Vitalis' site. Any of the Sirthrival links will get you there, and I can get there real quick, see exactly what it's called. We're going to put all these separate products in the store from all of our people. We're working on that, so that'll be real easy. Just send you to the store, and you can pick out whatever product you want. But I think it's just called, I don't know why people put music on their websites, it drives me crazy. D3 plus K2, D3 plus K2 concentrate, $25. So that's a nice little product, especially if you live up north and you don't get out in the sun. Even if you live in the south, and you don't get sun on your bare skin. Maybe you live in the city, it's pretty hard to get naked. Yeah, I mean, you'd be popular in the neighborhood and all that, but they ensure the calcium is not just properly absorbed, but delivered to where it needs to go. We've sourced our D3, says Daniel, from lanolin, and our K2 from natto, which is a traditional Japanese fermented food. It's a good product. I like the way he's doing it. And protects against arterial calcification, immune function. Pretty neat. I'm going to order some pine pollen. I might just get me some of that just for fun. It wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't hurt to take a little K2 every now and then. Just a little. You know, you trust in God and tie up your camel thing, as we talk about. Yeah. Boy, those little knees can get rattly, some people. And it's a shame, but, you know, they do have pretty interesting technology where they just, they fix them. But, you know, it's our last choice, but if you have to, you get a new one. Tiger Woods got a new one, and Tiger Woods, and he's playing golf again, so. Can't be too bad. Previously with our conversation with Brandon Amalani. We love the rice sprouts. I tell you what, they're happening. My little body likes that. Ooh, man, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people get amazing results. It's something as simple as sprouted and fermented rice is just like so nutrient dense, so easily absorbable. And it builds the chi and the organ systems in the body. It's very neutral for most people. So it's just, you can feed it to your kids. It's really safe. And I get more positive feedback on that one than any of the other powders. But yeah, it's basically an heirloom rice source that we source from a small family in Japan. So it's like an heirloom grade rice. And then we take that and do a fermentation process on it. So it combines the endosperm, the sprout, and the rice bran, but it makes the bran soluble. And the fermentation process actually unlocks a lot of fermentation has this really amazing ability to create nutrients out of nothing through that process. So yeah, that's a really special product in a lot of ways.
Rice sprouts, really nice product. Front page, One Radio Network, Shen Blossom, you see the ad. This is where you get the goji berry, Shizandra, ginseng, a lot of cool things. And try these rice sprouts for you and the kids. Front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. That's the protein I used this morning. I switch around, and I like this product a lot. You may too. People do very well on rice. It's a very... quite a neutral food. Adam Burt talks about it. I think it's on the 24-hour clock, and it's heirloom rice, as Brandon said, from they've sourced it in Japan, and then they ferment it, sprout it, and boy, that's when you really get the mojo from the rice. And you can do it in a smoothie or just in warm water before bed, and stuff like that. And extra after workout be good too. You could do that. Get some muscles. So that's on the Shen Blossom site, the rice sprouts. We're talking with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. Is there a benefit to using the elk velvet antler and the pine pollen together?
Yes, they really enhance each other's effect, and they don't have any contraindications. So both of them nourish and feed anabolic pathways, but in different ways. The pine pollen adds direct testosterone and other anabolic hormones into the body. The elk antler helps to fine-tune the metabolism and feeds in all that connective tissue enhancing collagen that helps to feed and build up the body at the same time it helps to increase lean body mass. The two together would be your optimal nature-based formula for both bodybuilding, for youthening, for anti-aging, and for anybody who's looking to keep their body in a youthful, anabolic, vigorous, and elastic state.
You want to be anabolic and vigorous and elastic? I do too. You can be the elastic man and do that kind of stuff. It's a great product. I'm going to order again today. I just mentioned it. I got about two more hits or three more hits in my bottle. I looked at it and said, man. But yeah, I do one dropper full every day and have been for years. And my body likes it a lot. And I think you might too. Also, girls, you girlsies? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially ladies getting around, 50, 55, 60 around the sun. It's a nice thing. Because it brings a little testosterone in, and many of the gals seem to do better when they get tea around that whole perimeny thing. Is that what they call it? Perimeny. previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously, and those that did that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound.
That's, you can do that. And I think that's part of the reason, just my speculation on that number Dr. Contreras quoted about cancer and the lymph and 65% less people that, I don't think you have to do 4 hours a week. I think 4 hours a week is a lot, but you could if you want, but I don't think you need to do that much. I think you do 15 minutes a day and have a party. And the rebounders, they are a great price. They're $339, and this is a lifetime warranty. You'll like these units. And you can order right on the front page of One Radio Network. Yes, you can.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
No, no, there's no problem. We have some Tang up here, some vodka.
Seems so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. To socialize, I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Ah, still crazy after all.
Proud of it too, I tell you.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
I think I'm going to marry Karen Carpenter next lifetime. What do you think? 888-663-6386 email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. I can remember the very first time I heard her voice. Isn't that strange? You can remember that? It's like where were you when President Kennedy was shot, or you heard about 9/11 and the moon landing. Or I remember, see, back in the days when, for those of us who came into this lifetime a few revelations ago, we had all these important events or traumatic events that happened, like Kennedy and the moon landing. And of course, these days, it just, stuff happens every day. Nobody, anyway, but I do remember it was, I think it was about 1971 when Close to You came out, and I played Close to You on the radio, and I was just like mesmerized. I heard their voice, and I said, wow, this voice, you holy cow, man. Yeah. I remember it was a 45, you know, we used to play 45s, right? Those little 45s with the big round holes in there. It was gold, the record label. And I'm almost sure it's 4 minutes and 41 seconds, but that can't be right. Do you think I'd remember? No, let's do it and see if it really is. I think it was 440, maybe 340 or 440. Probably not even close. Go close to you on the carpenters and see what the looking at fun things like this. See how long it was. Yeah, well, it was close to you. They long to be close to you. Yeah, 434. Wow. 4 minutes, 34 seconds. How do you remember that kind of stuff? You know, it's really funny that you really understand how the mind-brain combo works, that every experience we've ever had, now think about this, this is pretty cool. Every experience we've ever had in thousands and probably millions of lifetimes, there is actually a record of that, the exact record of it, on the causal plane and the causal body, and it's there, and we can access those experiences, because it's at the end of the day they're all going on right now anyway, which, you know, yeah, I know that kind of blows your mind to even think about that, but they do. So yeah, you can do it. I've known folks that have actually, and I think that's why we do certain things in this lifetime, because we've done them before and we like them and we do them again. And we're drawing out a lot of intuition from, you know, when we were a writer or a singer or whatever we did in a past life. Hopefully, if we were a bank robber, that we came clean and don't do that anymore. You don't want to take those bad habits along with you. I got my second magnet thing. These are these GMX's 800s. Have you seen these? They're little contraptions you put on your pipes. And their GMX is their brand name. And you can sometimes you can find them used, and I bought one for $70. And they I think they retail for $220. And they want you to put two or three on the line coming out of the, and going into the house, you know, somewhere there before it gets to the, all your pipes, all your appliances, your bathroom and kitchen and stuff like that. And then have you put one on the pipe that leaves the hot water heater. So you have two or three, depending, you know, I just have, I've only got one on each yet, but I want to get one more for the incoming, and we'll see and how it does with the copper, and it'll be interesting. They want you to wait a couple of weeks before we really see something, because it kind of takes a while to put the whole thing in solution. Not sure where the minerals go, but I mean, there's all kinds of testimonials on these things. I've seen films of people that had well water, and when they put these things on their well water, the difference in the trees and the fruit and the foliage was amazing. We have well water that has a lot of iron in it and can't even use it for much of anything. So that'd be kind of fun to put a bunch of those on my well someday, just as an experiment to see how much of the minerals it cleans up, because it's pretty... Not very good water. We don't have a lot of good water here. Anyway, so these are called GMX deals. And might want to play with that if you have got hard water around. I'll let you know. I think they're going to die. And I talked to Adam and Ken Rolla and who else? And a couple other people. About would this be a good thing? Also, Joseph Bender. I just didn't want to go doing something that would make matters worse. Like, it would supercharge the copper or something, put in my brain. But, and so I came to the conclusion, after getting opinions from here and there, kind of like a president does when he has all of his advisors. You get your opinions and then you make your decision. So I made the decision to go forward with it. And get these. So I've got two, and I don't want to pay $220 for these things, so I keep nosing around until I get one. You find them on eBay for the cheap. GMX, they're called. But a friend of mine who's on Well Water, they were getting the green. They were getting the green in the tub, similar that I was in the shower, and they just put one on. No, two. They had put two on there coming into the house, and it's just the green one away. So I said, well, that's pretty cool. How could that work like that? Well, it just seems to. Seems to. Okay, 888-663-6386. Can I get a price for this sauna to Canada? Yeah, we can do that. I think it's only about $100 extra to Canada and $200 to Europe extra. But when we do them on sale, so even the people in Europe now, we sent one over there and they got it for $11.95 delivered with the 220 voltage plug. And sent right from Taiwan, where they make them, to France, or I think it was to Sweden. It's pretty cool, huh? For $11.95, they get the bomb. Donald writes in, I'd like to get the report about pine gum spirits that you mentioned in the interview with Dr. Daniels. Well, she talks about this a lot. You have to listen a little bit more carefully, but I'll help you out here. It is the Candida Cleanse report. If you go to vitalitycapsules.com, Candida Cleanse, and that's the PDF she has for free, and you get the whole deal. And she walks you through, and probably a very good idea to read this if you're going to play around with pure pine gum spirits, also known as turpentine. It's a volatile essential oils, and all essential oils, they're very strong. You could, you know, even with the any kind of essential oil, you got to be careful with them because they're strong. They're strong. And then you learn how to do them. And you'd be happier that way. All right. Where was this? Oh, Adam just sent something in. Adam, here. Yeah, about the knees. And vitamin K. He said vitamin K for bones too, and black cumin oil. Okay, I sent this to the lady with the knees. I wonder what the black cumin oil does. Maybe you know, Adam. So it's not a black cumin oil is one of the ones that it's not really a, we won't get all, our fat won't get all get yellow. Because after hanging out with Adam, I pretty much haven't done any more of the, I just used up my Andreas and I didn't want to do any more flax and all that stuff because of the yellow fat stuff and the PUFA thing. And even though they're very, very clean, I just didn't. But the black cumin, Adam says, and you can Google that, it's pretty, pretty amazing oil. But we don't have any yellow fat stuff with black cumin. But it's supposed to be very, very, very powerful oil. So vitamin K for the bones, too, and black cumin oil. I'll be darned. Weak knees happen when people can't make a decision. Huh. Knee replacements happen when people say things like, life has brought me to my knees. Or even worse, life has cut me off at the knees. Well, that makes sense when you think about Tiger Woods. Experience, right? Because he was going through a lot of emotional stuff prior to his knee going. He had to be, because he was doing a lot of kind of dysfunctional things with drinking and girls and stuff. And But he went through it, and his knee, life cut him off the knees. He got a new knee, and he's back playing again. And so we wish him well. He's always great fun to watch. I don't have a TV, but I remember the days when I used to watch Tiger play golf, and TV is great. The left knee is a decision about a guy, and the right knee is a decision about a girl. Kidneys are involved with the kidneys. So I forwarded this to the lady with the knee thing, so this might be food for thought. You could look at Hoshishi Wu. Maybe you could save that other knee so you don't have to get that guy replaced. It's a great kidney tonic. Kidney beans are good. Kidney beans are good. The kidney emotion is fear. So you may want to look if you're afraid of stuff. You got to try to get over that one. Just a lot of different ways to do that. And so these are some ideas. That's why we love having had them around. We get some real fun stuff. Fun stuff. Carol Borman sent me this. Check out Obesity, the Postmortem on Netflix. Maybe Adam would like this. Oh. I wonder what that is. Oh, maybe they found some yellow fat and stuff. Obesity Postmortem. I'm going to send this to Adam. Maybe he can see that. He's got Netflix. I clicked on that link and it didn't take me to the right thing. So, Adam, you may have to find it. Obesity port. Do 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 do. We just booked a fellow that did a whole thing with dementia. And he's going to be on the show Tuesday. Cool, man. Yeah, and he did it all totally naturally and told me you could do it. Does aloe help with folks with arthritic pain in the hands? I don't know about that. I don't know. Unknown to me. Turpentine's good for that. Sulfur's good for that. What else is good for arthritic pain in the hands? You guys don't have some ideas for that. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Bruce writes in, as far as blood pressure goes, you speak with Andy from time to time. If God wants me dead, I'm dead. If he doesn't, I'm not. Okay? I've walked away from 3 auto wrecks that were totals with no broken bones, no lacerations, no internal injuries. So I've gobs of empirical evidence leading to that statement. Love you guys. I get that. I don't know if I'd ever phrase it like that, but I understand what you're saying. If it's your time, it's your time. And karmically, if you're going to die, you're going to die. And that's true. That's true. I don't think there's a person, a he, that is separate from you that's making a decision for you, however, as the way you wrote it in things. But I won't get picky about it. Dr. Jack Cruz says the next 48 hours, this was written 4 days ago, a 61-class solar flare is heading to Earth, blah, blah, blah. God bless Jack Cruz. I think Dr. Cruz gets a little extreme with some of his stuff. So let's not even read any more of that because nothing happened. These people never come out then after they say all this stuff and say, oh, I was wrong. No, they just do something else. I'm sure he means well. I heard your show, your story last week about the lady whose dog died, Otis. Oh, I felt her grief. I've lost 4 dogs. I believe they have souls too. Yeah, they are soul. They don't have souls. So maybe you've rephrased that again. I always put a fine tooth on these things because the way we say things really matters. I mean, they are soul. They don't have souls, just like you. But that's cool. It really touched me. I believe I will see them in heaven again. Oh, I don't do Facebook, so I'm writing this way to you. Oh, because I posted that thing on Facebook. I believe my dogs knew how much I love them. Well, you know, yeah. And I currently have a black lab. I call her my anger with fur on. Oh, she knows when she's needed. When people are sad or sick. I had one had died about 12 years ago. The day after I lost her, the neighbor cat came and sat on my lap on the porch and just kept looking in my eyes. That's so great. I never did that before. She never did that before after that day. It was my sign from my dog. That's right. Saying I was good. That's great. I ended up saving the cat's life because the neighbors left her in the house with kittens with no food and water. I saw through the door and contacted authorities. She came running up to me. God works in mysterious ways. I thought this story was remarkable, and God bless. Oh, that's very nice. That's from Kathy in Ohio. Yeah, maybe I'll just copy and paste this. I won't put your name on, Kathy, and put it on the Facebook thing so people can read it. That's great. Yeah, animals are soul, too. They are. They definitely are. We're going to do a foundation someday called animalsaresoul2.org. Souls2.org. And the whole mission of the foundation is going to be to, with stories and videos and radio commercials, and it'll be a nonprofit and just take donations and collect money and not collect it, but, you know, take in money and then buy radio commercials around the country and talk to people about how animals are soul too. And we think that that's going to help a lot of folks make wiser decisions when it comes to their animals and be more careful when they buy or whatever, how they get an animal and realize what a commitment it is, 15 to 20 years. And it's a big deal. It's like their soul. So you just don't get to drop them off at the pound when you're bored or leave them on the street as people do. It's a shame. No, it's the real deal. They are souls too. And so they deserve that respect, just like a little soul you bring in on a human body. Not have evolved as much, of course, with their state of consciousness, but who cares? Who cares indeed? Brian Clement, who heads up the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, talked about saunas here. Elke writes in for Brian Clements. Would Brian give us some tips on what supplements we would need to take if we do saunas several times a week to replenish lost minerals from sweating?
Well, Dr. Rao, who you had on, is a colleague and a friend. We do often conferences together in Europe, and I agree. We have saunas here. I take a sauna, so you know this, no matter where I travel in the world, 365 days a year. I think it's mandatory.
Really?
87%, listen closely, okay. 87% more heavy metals and chemicals come out in an infrared.
Well, no wonder we feel better when we take these saunas. No wonder we do. And if you'd like to get one, $9.95 is your price, special price from One Radio Network. Nobody else doing that. We can't even put it in print. But if you email me, we work it out. That's how we do it. You just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I get your address, and you get the $9.95 price. That's delivered continental U.S. For those of you in Pomona, does not include Alaska or Hawaii. Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Surthrival links, it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
You can click on the One World Way banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener supported. One Radio Network. Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah, there you go. It's Open Phone Friday. Good morning. It's March 16th, 2018. Hope you're doing good this morning. What's on your mind? You want to chat it up a little bit? Call me. Love to talk to you. 888-663-6386. Otherwise, we don't do phone calls. We got lots of emails. I just got a little file here. They come in throughout the week. And would you mind telling me the positive and negative aspects of the sauna? I listened to the video. I don't know what video is. Which video? Anyway, it says a lot of good things. Then it said, be careful not to pass out. Oh, be careful not to pass it. Yeah, they want to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, it's a negative thing if you do too much of it and don't drink enough water. and don't have minerals, you can get, you could get lightheaded that way. That would be the negative. Other than that, unless you're getting bombed with EMFs, I just don't know of any negative aspects of sweating. People have done it for thousands of years. You know, the old Romans and the Japanese, they use hot pools, and you sweat when you go in there. And of course, the classic ones in East Europeans and the Nordics and all those folks, and they're doing the saunas and jumping in the ice. And Carol Bormer talked a lot about the whole heat therapy, and of course there's cold therapy as well that Jack Cruz talks about, and Wolf, what's the fellow's name in Europe? He does a, jumps around in the snow. So extreme temperatures have always been used for health, but sweating definitely, you know, just like you heard Brian Clements, it does. It gets rid of a lot of stuff in your fat, in your tissues, and many people conjecture that as you get your tissues cleared out with sweating, then it will start drawing any metals out of the bones as well as the body's natural way to do it, because it's always trying to clean things up. So that's pretty cool when you think about it. Your skin too, by the way, gals. I mean, your skin is just like soft. I mean, really soft. I don't know what it does, but feeling my skin now on my arm, it's just amazing. And I don't put any oil or anything on my arm and out in the sun. And it just really softens up the skin. And I guess it's just detoxing. And I don't know how it all works, but yeah, they're fun. And I don't think you can go wrong with these guys. Let's see. Boo-doo-doo. I thought I'd share this with you. This is interesting. Not sure what it's about. I got an email from 23andMe. Evidently, some people sued 23andMe. It was a class action, I guess, because they refunded me $40. Because I did it years ago. Huh. But it's just a coupon for more of their stuff, which I don't want anyway. I don't know. The arbitration award approving the settlement in the matter of Karen David Hudson, Sarah Diaz, V23andMe, is now final. This is the $40 certificate code you're receiving. Just give me $40. I don't know. I don't know why they sued him, but I'm not a big fan of this whole 23andMe thing. I personally think it's just a fad, and it's making people kind of like uncomfortable reading things about their body can't do this, their body can't do that, and then they believe that, and then it gets worse because they believe it. Then they try to change their genetic codes with doing this and take all the supplements, and I think it's a mess. It was a great idea, marketing idea, but we change our genes by epigenetics, by our lifestyle, by our diet, by what we think. These are changing all the time. So for me, I mean, even though I did it 3, 4, 5 years ago, and the one I did, and then I started having people analyze it, it was so bonkers and so complicated, and this, and you got to do that. I just knew intuitively I didn't want anything to do with it, and I just let it go. And better off for it. I think it's just my opinion, but you know me, nobody listens to me. That's okay. As Adam says, what people think about me is none of my business. Couldn't I find the aloe on your page? Really? I looked and looked, but it's not there. It's there twice. Okay. I don't know what it's going to do for me, but as a Virgo, my digestive system has been an issue most of my life. Yeah, me too. And I'm Scorpio. I don't know about Virgo. I wonder how much you take. Can't help but want to take more and more. Yeah, that's fine. You can just take as much as you want. Oh, I did hear about it on The Truth About Cancer, but you're talking about it all the time really drove it home for me. Maybe you can look at your page and make it sure it's really on there. Yeah, it's on there twice, on the horizontal ad right under the slideshow and on the slide on the side. So, oh, this whole controversy that keeps coming up on shows about alkalinity and acidity. Okay, phone calls come first, then we'll get to this. Good morning, you're on open phones. Who are you?
Good morning, Patrick. This is Carol from the country.
Well, Carol from the country, I live and breathe, I tell you what.
Yeah. You've got blue bonnets checking up after the Indian paintbrushes, and pretty soon we'll have all the tourists from Texas and the rest of the world in my backyard.
Yeah, there you go. They'll be visiting you and dropping their McDonald's wrappers, and it'll be fun.
Hey, can you
move outside a little bit, get a better signal? You're kind of breaking up.
I'm sorry. Let me turn in a different direction. Does this help at all? No,
that's better. That's better, yeah.
This is better? Okay, I'll try to talk quick. But this is a good story. I always have some revelation animals bring me, and this is a good one. And also using some of your products that you sell, so I love to pass this information on. My little Boston Terrier mole has a hernia about a softball size.
Okay, we're losing you a lot. Carol, we're really losing you. Can you? Can you go outside?
Well, let me see. Hold on. Let me go somewhere. Okay, any difference here? Is that any better?
No, I think so. Where'd you go outside?
I stood up.
There you go.
I'm closer to the satellite.
Oh, that's right. You're 2 feet closer to the satellite now. Okay, go ahead. I want to hear your story, but it was really hard to understand you.
Okay, look, I'll walk this outside too, standing up and being outside.
That'll help too. And then if you I point your left ear at the satellite, I'm just kidding.
Okay, hold on, I could climb a tree too.
Well, that's it. I don't know if you got to climb a tree or not.
Okay, gosh, me and my entire crew is running outside. Okay, we're outside. Does this make any difference?
We'll see. We'll see as you go. If you get frumpy, I'll let you know.
I hate it when I get frumpy.
I just don't want you to get frumpy, girl.
Okay. Anyway, so Mo has a hernia, an existing hernia, that's about the size of a softball, which is big for a little Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
And that was developed from a surgery that he had when he was young, when he thought he could fly out to smell the cow patties better out a window of my car while it was moving. And he had to have his leg basically replaced. They put in an entire metal armature in his leg, and he's been just fine except for this hernia. And the hernia only looks scary, but he's still functional. However, last week, he developed a situation where he couldn't go to the bathroom anymore, and he couldn't have a bowel movement. It was just so sad watching him try and try. So I took him into the vet. The vet did a manual manipulation with him, and it seemed to make him better, but he suggested that I go ahead and take him to the big, should I name the college, the school?
That's
Texas
fine.
A&M Animal Hospital. Now, can you hear me?
Are you hearing
me okay?
Yeah, you're coming in 5x5.
Okay. So, anyway, we did. We took him over there. They ran a series of tests. Let's see, if we do this one test, we'll find out why he's not a candidate for surgery, because his blood count is wrong. His white blood platelets are wrong. So, what they did is they said it could be ticks. Now, that's just $50 for that, and that will tell us whether or not he needs the drug that will kill the ticks.
Oh.
Okay, let's do that. All right, so we did that. And then they said, then we also need to do an abdominal scan to see whether he has cancer. Maybe that's why his blood platelets are wrong. So if we can do that, that's just $350. and let's scan that, and then we'll know what we need to do for that.
Oh, of course. Well,
so it came back that he had no ticks, but they wanted me to take the medication, this heavy-duty antibiotic anyway, because they weren't sure whether their test results were correct because I didn't do the $150.
If you would have paid more, I would have been right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Then the other test turned out he's absolutely perfect inside, except they thought, well, since our test didn't reveal anything, let's make up that his body is trying to destroy himself with an autoimmune problem. So we're going to give you this prednisone.
Oh, God.
And you can have him on it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So they gave me that. And by the way, the bill ended up being, in the end, $1,500.
And
I was glad to pay it just to get my dog out of there. So anyway, the antibiotic, I thought, well, now, wait a minute. If he has a problem with his gut, and I give him an antibiotic that will kill both the bad and the good bacteria, well, I'm not sure I want to do that to his microbiome. So that's that. And the prednisone, I said, now, why is he taking prednisone? Well, we want to suppress his immune system because, obviously, it's none of the other things that we tested for. So let's suppress his immune system, and that'll get him ready for surgery. And I thought, suppress his immune system? Is that the craziest thing I heard? So I opted. What did you? You think I doubled up? What do you think I did, Patrick?
Oh, I have no idea with you. You know, could be anything.
Okay. Well, I went to the health food store right there in College Station, and I got raw beef liver, and it was frozen. I took it home. I fed him that. The pills are still in my purse. And then I fed him some other products, which I'll mention in a minute from that I got from your show. But then I took him back in 3 days to the vet, and they said he has a perfect blood count. Perfect.
From the liver.
Now, how did I do that without taking the prednisone and the antibiotics? I don't know. But here's the funniest thing. This is the funniest thing. When I begged them, and I said, look, I'm spending all this money with you guys. Can you please just give him, you know, like a vitamin C drip with some minerals in it and some vitamins and just pump him up? Oh, no, we don't do that. Don't do that? No, we don't do that. And I said, well, you know, I've heard that it helps other dogs. Well, that may be so, and I'm glad that you read the internet, but we're not trained. This is a doctor. This is a doctor, a vet. Said, no, we're not trained to treat animals nutritionally. But if you take these drugs, anyway, that we're just guessing at because we after $1,500, we still don't know. So here's the product. Here's what I want to say. I also gave him the whey because I know that would give him instant protein.
Right.
I gave him the colostrum that I got from your show. You know, I just basically took all of what I was eating and I started giving it to him. I gave him that collagen, the red can. Let's see. Sulfur. I gave him sulfur. The aloe ferox. I knew that would go in there and do some good fighting. And then on top, and see, all that's from your show, coconut oil. So all that was, all that I bought I already had it in my kitchen.
And then what happened?
So that's what got him well, that and the raw beef liver.
And by well, what do you mean? Like he's pooping and everything's fine again?
Oh, yeah, like he's back to normal. He's running with the pack. And what I did have to do when he was right in the hospital, that night I had to leave him there. By the way, that costs as much to leave him in the hospital for one night as it did for me to stay in the DoubleTree a week earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So it was the same cost. Anyway, it was a manual manipulation that my local vet did here with his hands that kind of loosened up or straightened up that hernia that had apparently gotten twisted or something.
Oh, I see. That was blocking his ability to go poop.
Right, right. And so that helped that, but it's still, his blood count was down and dropping because they kept checking it, and it kept dropping. So that was where I was worried. The vet took care of the hernia part. It was a blood count because they kept scaring me at the small animal clinic there, saying, if you don't correct this, your dog will internally bleed to death. That's a terrible picture. And so I thought, oh, I got to correct this, but I'm not going to correct it in the way they think I am. So needless to say, I'm not going back to that place.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back there either.
And it made me so aware that the same problems that we see in the allopathic world of medicine for people exist just as strongly, if not more strong, in the vets, for the vets.
Right.
You know, they're not taught. As she said, they're not taught any other way but drugging and cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thought of giving him a vitamin C drip was just out of the question.
Well, you learned a lot. Anyway. Good for you. No, I know you're onto something because it's just like people, right? They just treat these things like, I don't know, it's so reductionist, you know, the whole view of it. It's just not
right.
Not good, is it? Just not good. Well, I'm glad you did. So you just kind of got his more good food in there, stuff like that. I bet the aloe ferox would, you know, help with the poop thing too, right? That's kind of a, what do they call that when you take something to make you go poop? What is that word?
Yeah, well, I think it also builds the immune system,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, yes, I did right that first night when I left in there, I asked him if I could walk the dog, and he once again, he still couldn't poop. So I had seen on the x-ray right where the intestines were, and I manually pressed down on them while I was holding the back end of his body supported, and you know, up underneath with one hand and then pressing down with the other hand, and he was able to poop so much that he got up and he was walking differently. He was like all frisky walking going back up into the clinic. Well, when the doctor found out that I had manually helped him go poop, she got angry with me.
No, really.
for you know, messing with my dog. And I could see, well, he feels better. He's walking different. Anyway, it's a funny world. And I know, look, I'm glad that they're there because there are things that happen to animals where we do need the skills that they are trained with. There's just something obviously missing to me in some of that training. And it has to do with, you know, what the priorities are in the big pharma, I think. They've kind of taken over the skill set that the doctors are allowed to have there. So when we hear of doctors that go above and beyond that and who are willing to go into alternative-type understandings, you know, these are people who are very, very strong because they are rising above a system that says, no, we don't allow you to even think about that. So, I know that you have those types of vets on your show.
Yeah, we've had several. Who's a lady in Arkansas? She was great.
Judy Hoy? That's not Judy Hoy.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lady. Becker, was that her? Yeah, Becker. Was she the one from Arkansas? I think so.
You know, it's Dr. Mercola's wife.
Is Becker, Dr. Becker?
Yeah.
Oh, no, so that's not her. There was somebody else, Patricia Bradley. She's on our show, and she does phone consultations. She's a great one if you ever, you know, want just somebody ask a question and get a phone consult. You know what I mean? I think it's Bradley, right. P-A-T-R-I-C-A. So,
Patrick, I'm losing you too now. So anyway, thank you so much for just letting me put a plug in for some of the products that have helped Moat turn around.
Our pleasure. Thanks for the plug. Thanks for the memories.
Okay. Bye-bye now.